Would you believe that the Dash Masternode owners are going to literally burn the money instead of giving it to me to make more videos? This is the craziest thing I've seen, and I'm excited to share it here with you. I'm going to read the comments and explain everything. I hope this is entertaining, inspiring, or funny. Here we go. So what am I talking about? Dash is an online cryptocurrency. It's like a newer, improved version of Bitcoin. I'm grateful my friend told me about Dash in the beginning of January, end of December, beginning of January. I went and bought 1,000 Dash. At the time, it was $10 a Dash to get a masternode. In Dash, when you mine, the miners produce rewards and give 45% of the rewards to masternodes, and then they give 10% to something that's called a Dash budget. And then you get the budget by making budget proposals. The budget proposals this month so far have 9 days left, and they will provide only 1,073 of the Dash out of 6,917 Dash that is just literally sitting there. If this Dash is not spent, if it's not given to someone, it will literally be burned up and destroyed. It's as if, picture the government somewhere just printed a bunch of money out and was offering it up to grants. And if they didn't give the grants out, they would simply burn the money up and not give it out. Now, on the Dash masternodes, this money has been printed with the purpose, according to the documentation, to help Dash promote itself. It's been created to help the Dash community market and advertise itself. It's been created to help fund things like going to conferences. It's been created to fund things like development ATMs. I'll show you some of the existing proposals before I show you mine. So here's something, a sponsorship here for $25 a month. Here's an ATM. These have been funded for ATM payments. Here's a payment for a Dash for newbies blog and video series. These are the things the budget is supposed to do. A weekly Dash meetup in the Ukraine. And then these are some other ideas that did not get voted in. And here are ones that have been voted in. For example, a sponsorship of a show, 147 Dash a month to be mentioned in a show online. And then more shows down here. Finally, this is the show that inspired me to make a proposal, 215 Dash per month to make 2 videos on YouTube each week. I'm very grateful for this proposal because I was motivated to make videos about Dash after seeing this proposal. Amanda Johnson does an awesome job in her videos. I voted yes with my masternode on this proposal. This is currently getting funded. You can see the votes are 1,091 yes to 53 no and 2 abstain. Most of those no votes have came very recently because of the huge increase in Dash. So this is a proposal that is already being funded that makes 2 videos per week. Now, in my opinion, as a masternode owner, we could use as many of these proposals as possible. You see big games like Call of Duty Online, Minecraft. You see just tons of YouTube streamers doing videos about their game. And that's what gets games popular. You want to have as many different shows. You want to have as many different videos as possible. So what I thought, hey, I got paid for 2 proposals the month before. I will make a very similar proposal to this one. Why? Because there is literally, I'll do the math. Let's get a calculator out. Let's put this in the calculator over here and see how much. There's 173 that's been approved. And I did this in the backwards order. So we'll just, I'll start over again. 6917 minus 1173. Now let's multiply that by the current Dash price. And we need to refresh because it could have dropped significantly between now and then. 92, and we're going to multiply this by 9211. That's 500, can I make this any bigger? $529,000 of Dash, $529,000 of Dash, that in 9 days will be deleted, burned, as if it never existed. This is Dash that's already been created and already been mined. It will be deleted if no one receives it. Now, what usually has been happening, the director of finance for Dash waits until close to the end of the month to see what the Dash price is, and then he puts in his business development proposals towards the end of the month to help with his financial planning. You see, if he had put them in at the beginning of the month, and then they'd all been voted in, and then the Dash price dropped by 50%, that would mess everything up a little bit. So I am guessing that there will be some more proposals in the next 9 days, but realistically, proposals from the outside world are closed at this point. If you haven't submitted your proposal pretty much by now, it's difficult to get the votes in time. So this $529,000 is pretty much going to be burned except for any new proposals that get submitted in time. And basically, if the finance director doesn't submit them at this point, it'll be difficult for them to get funded. Now, there are lots of business development projects that will be coming out, but more than likely, a huge percentage of the budget or significant percentage will either go unused or be simply given back to the people who are already on the inside in the way that they see fit best. If you look at previous budgets, for example, last month, there was 500 or so Dash that was simply burned up, not given to anyone at all. And that's equivalent to $50,000, which was just burned up because there weren't enough yes votes on it. Now, what I'm going to do is show you the proposal I've made here. And I am going to read the comments live on it because that might be entertaining. I haven't even seen any of the comments yet. All I've seen are the votes so far. 25 yes. Let me refresh this because, look, someone else voted no on it during this video. Someone who has a masternode who's worth $92,000 voted no on this proposal right now while I was making this video. This is a proposal I've made. I literally just took Amanda's proposal, considered my value to the community, and adapted it. I'm offering to make at least 2 new videos per week on YouTube and Facebook, and with my proposal, spend 51% or more of it on YouTube ads. So even though I've asked for the same amount of Dash, I will effectively get half the amount of Dash for doing these a similar product out. Now, Amanda's channel has been, you can see Amanda's channel on YouTube here. Dash is what she does. That's the main thing she does. So she's got an existing audience of people in Dash. She's been a member of the Dash community for quite a while. She's given a lot to the Dash community. Therefore, that she's got a lot of people who already watch her videos. In other words, she doesn't need them as much to be advertised. My strength is advertising. So I made a proposal that I hope offers comparable value. There's essentially no competition if no one else is offering to do this at all. So I made this proposal for $215 Dash, and you can see that the masternode owners have literally been voting to burn the Dash up instead of give it to me. It's very unlikely at this point that anyone will receive this $215 Dash. With 5,000 more Dash available, 5,400, actually my math's a little off, that's like 5,800 or so, 5,700 or so Dash. It's unlikely that every single bit of that will be used. In fact, this will simply be on mine. It will simply be destroyed if it's not funded. Now, there's lots of arguments coming. Jerry, you're a jerk. You asked for $20,000. It's 215 Dash. It's 20,000 today. It could be down to 10,000 by the time, if this was voted in, by the time the payment's actually sent, it could be worth half of that. It could be easily be worth half of that by the time I receive it, meaning it would be worth 5,000 in terms of what I would receive minus the 500. Oh, did I mention? It costs $500 right now, or actually if you take the $92 price, I like to be precise. So if you take the $92.11 price and multiply by 5, it costs $460 or 5 dash to submit a proposal plus any fees. For example, if Coinbase charges 1% then that to buy it, then that's another $5. It costs at least $460 in Dash to submit one of these proposals. I dropped about $487 yesterday. Why do you say about? I dropped $487 yesterday to submit this proposal because after making videos for the Dash community and looking at what has already been approved, I figured it was reasonable to ask for the same thing and offer to give the value in a unique way. And isn't it amazing that you would vote to just burn the money out? That's insane. That's crazy. And yet, here's what I think is helpful for me in this. Sure, now I've cranked this up for drama. I've been on YouTube long enough to learn how to make sensationalized videos to get the most views possible. And sure, I tried to make this interesting from a drama standpoint. Because my life is pretty free of drama, this is about the most exciting thing that happens in my life. So this is like the only drama I may have to share for quite a while. What I see is that these votes are actually helping me. Because in voting, if this is voted no, if literally the Dash is to be burned instead of giving it to me, if my service is not worth taking a leap of faith with me that is already being taken with another member of the community based on what I've already done and what I've offered to do, then I know that I should not make any more Dash videos in the future, that I should make no more efforts to be of service to this community. Because if you try and help and try and be useful and of service, and if your efforts are not appreciated, then that is an indication to go somewhere else. And the beauty of that is that I see I can only be in one place at once. I can only serve one community or a handful of communities with great effectiveness. And if this then doesn't pass, I will know that I should devote my complete effort and attention to making music. That it's not worth my time to even go vote on any more Masternode proposals. It's not worth my time to read the forums. It's not worth my time to produce any more videos because there's no desire for a partnership. Now you could ask, well, Jerry, why don't you just make the videos for free? Why don't you make the videos for free? If you really care about Dash, just make them for free. Why would I make the videos for free when someone else is already getting paid 215 Dash to make 2 videos a week? Why would I do that? I have $200,000 in debt that I paid to go to school. I'd like money to be able to pay back my debt. To just then be even, to be able to have zero. So it doesn't make sense to offer to do something for free when if I'm going to do something for free, I want to make music for free. I want to do this podcast for free. That's what I want to do for free. I want to make t-shirts. Here, let's take a break for this t-shirt I'm wearing. I think this t-shirt is hilarious. It's like, I know you can't even see it right. I'm glad I wore pants today. I've got a t-shirt on. It basically shows like a cow being abducted by UFO. I designed this. It's hilarious. I want to make t-shirts for free. And that's if I'm going to do work, if I'm going to do stuff for free, I'm going to do things like play around, like make music. I'm not going to make videos about Dash for free. That's work. That is work to do a video about Dash. That's work. And when you go to work, you get paid for work. That's how it works. So I say, no, I'm not going to make videos for free. Well, why don't you ask for a smaller amount? Why would I ask for a smaller amount when I can see the community's already trusted another YouTuber that I offer the same, or you could judge it more or less by your own definition. Well, why would I offer less? Why would I essentially lower myself to try and avoid getting rejected? That just doesn't make sense. What is really helpful, though, is to see that whatever the votes are, I'm really receiving help. I'm receiving the help I need, and I'm grateful for that. Now, if you've made it this far in, I'm going to read some of the comments. I think these comments are going to be amazing. I've never read the comments before. I see a comment on YouTube, but now you can't ask for 20,000, not 20,000. The way I've done my proposal is half of the proposal cost. Let's whip the calculator back out again. Half of the proposal cost. So let's say it is 20,000. Let's say the Dash price does not drop between now and the next 9 days. Which it could go up to, let's say 20,000, and we'll multiply it by 0.51. Actually, I need to multiply it by 0.484 because I offered to use half of the budget to do Facebook and YouTube ads. So that money would be going to Facebook and YouTube. I would receive it and then I would spend it back out to Facebook and YouTube. So I would get $9,680 out of that. But then there's more. I spent $487 to submit the proposal. Well, what about the other proposals I submitted that didn't get funded? We'll just forget about those for now. So sure, $9,000. That's good, right? Well, how much work am I signing up for? I'm signing up to make 8 videos or 10 videos per week with 30 plus minutes of new video every week. So I'm offering to make several hours of new video. Now, let's not take into account that the other proposal is just strictly offering to make videos, no advertising. They have higher organic Dash specific traffic, at least for now. But let's not take that into account. Let's not account for what anyone else is getting. Let's just look at mine. So $9,000 to make 10 different videos. Now, I'm sure lots of you'd say, well, yes, Jerry, I'd do a lot of things for $9,000. Well, the reality in my business today is $9,000, that would essentially give me an extra, that would be about the profit I make in a month. In order to make the Dash videos, I would have to cut about half of what I'm doing in other areas, which reduces my income in other areas. But then I'm also committing to making online ads. So I'm not only committing to making the videos, but then I would have to make all of the online ads for it. All of the online ads would take a significant amount of time, which would prevent me from accepting any other clients or phone calls. I charge $200 to $300 an hour to take phone calls. If I'm sitting there tied up making ads for 10 to 20, maybe even 30 hours that this proposal would require, and another of the same amount of time to make videos, then guess what? I don't have time to make music if I'm doing this video. That's just my present reality. Now, each of us has a different reality. There's lots of people who wouldn't do a 30-second video for you for $10,000. Now, well, that's celebrities. Yes, the fact is, though, there are a lot of people in the world who would not make a 10-second video for you for $10,000. Every one of us has different limitations when it comes terms to money. So sure, I've asked for $9,000, but I've also offered to do a lot of work for $9,000. I know of a internet marketing guy, he pays $10,000 to have one page written, one landing page, one squeeze page written. So for me, in my definition, this is fair wages for my work. My work at this level of service is worth $9,000, easily worth that much. But what about the return on investment? With my proposal, I'm offering to easily show 6 million people ads about Dash. I don't know of any other proposal ever that's offered something to do that. In my opinion, this is the best proposal that has ever been made in the Dash budget. By far, there's no other proposal that's offered 5 plus million people who would actually see and learn about Dash. Right now, the total Dash community, the entire amount of people in the world who've ever heard of Dash is probably 5 to 10 million. If you calculate all the Dash videos that have been watched, everyone who's ever heard about it, ever talked about it, I'm literally offering to double that. But it doesn't even matter about the money specifically, because it'll just be burned up. It will literally be destroyed. In other words, there's no benefit at all to having it destroyed. There's nothing good that can possibly happen from having the money destroyed. That's the crazy thing. You can look at it from all these different angles, but the money will literally be destroyed. If it's not given to me, what good can possibly come from that? So knowing that the money will literally be destroyed if it's not given to me, let's look at some of these comments where people are voting no with full knowledge the money will be destroyed. Now, you can argue I didn't make the perfect proposal. I have grandiose plans. You can argue with my data, which I've clearly presented in another video. You can argue with whatever you want. The fact is, it's always good to let people try unless it's not even worth having people try. And in that case, if I have something better to do with my time, I trust that this will be voted no for my own best interest. For my own best interest, so that I don't waste time doing things that aren't appreciated. I want to devote my life to being of service, to doing things that are appreciated. And one form of appreciation is money. Another form is positive feedback. Let's see what the comments. I'm going to read the comments live. I'll read the comments live on the video because that might get a little drawn out for the podcast. So I'm going to end the podcast now. I'm very grateful you've watched this or listened to it on the podcast, and I will read the comments live on the video.